Welcome back to the Black Is 15-Minute Break with yours truly, KC Layman. We have another beautiful roundtable discussion jumping off tonight. Tonight's guests are Jamila Farwell, Brother T, DJ A. Ski, Mike Eagle, Darius Gray, Toria Williams, Malcolm Darrell, Leisha Mack, Chris Layman, and tonight's topic is Twitter, Facebook, and texting revealed. How social networking reveals character in ways old-fashioned communication can't. And this topic came to the table for me. It's always been something that I've been aware of, but there was a situation that happened during the month of Black History with a good friend of mine, Mr. CEO of the Black Is family. And he was posting on Facebook different Black History facts that we had posted to the site. And wasn't really giving any detail or any explanation, just the name of the said figure that we were looking at and a link to the site. And he was formerly in the Navy, and one of his colleagues who he was in the Navy with, a white man, responded to one of his posts with, "You're so one-sided nowadays." And it ended up being this whole long, like almost Facebook argument between the two of them, where the guy was basically saying he felt like he felt like my friend had changed because he was just focusing so much on his race, and that February had many other things that needed to be celebrated, not just Black History Month. And so, you know, for him, that moment revealed, I guess, the inner bigot in his friend, so to speak, because all of a sudden the idea of him celebrating himself and his culture made him one-sided. And it was just his friend's response seemed so inappropriate considering it was Black History Month. That really brought it home for me, being a part of that little exchange. But I know most of us here, well, quick poll question. How many people here tweet, are on Facebook, or text? Do one of the three, if not all three.
I just got through texting during this
session. As we were doing the introduction.
How many have done those three?
It's about three people on their phones. And I think Tash Mosley is probably also going to participate in this conversation. So how do you guys feel about that? Have you all had any experiences where the true nature of a person or something suspicious about their character has been revealed via social networking that you did not know about them during face-to-face?
Now we're cooking.
I wouldn't say true nature. Some people grow cyber nuts because they're behind a keyboard. But when you see them face-to-face, to me, that's their true nature.
Okay.
So I wouldn't call it the true nature myself.
I call that e-thugging, Brother T. I like the cyber nuts. Those e-thugs out there. Okay, so true nature is more of what you see face-to-face. But tell me this. Is it possible that when you see the person face-to-face, that they're just not being 100% who they are?
Yes.
Maybe those cyber nuts are really who they are, but because they want to be politically correct, they're not going to say those things to your face?
I think they're being cowardly.
I would agree.
I mean, that it's cowardly if you feel like the internet is a place where you can really voice your opinion, but when you're face-to-face with someone, you can't really say, I mean, whether it's dealing with, you know, something that's topical or your relationship, if you can't say what you want to say to another human being, but you can only do it via the internet or texting, it's cowardly. Mm-hmm. Because there were human beings way before there was technology.
Yes.
So I do believe that God meant for us to talk to each other face to face and express ourselves face to face.
Right.
This is just an evolution of the human existence, and it's a wonderful tool to help us communicate. But ultimately, I can't imagine saying your vows at the altar via text.
I definitely agree with Malcolm's point, but I also feel like it's dangerous to me to ever try and infer tone of voice from a text message.
Agreed.
I think, you know, I mean, because you're dealing with brevity, you're dealing with, you know, I mean, you don't know.
Typo.
Yeah. I mean, it could be any number of things. And I've actually
had. This fool is ignorant.
No, I've responded to someone saying, you know, like you have however many characters you have, 150 characters or whatever. And let's say you really need to make a point that could be somewhat developed. I've had someone say to me, "You seem upset. So we should talk about it." And it's like, no, I'm actually not upset at all. I'm actually really fine. And this is a girlfriend, so there's no, you know, tone of voice. Definitely with text messaging, but even with Facebook. And people have kind of, you know, started going at it on Facebook, and it's like, you should really fall back right now because it's really not that serious.
This is true.
I wanted to talk about the boldness of some folks on Facebook.
The cybernuts.
And the pictures that they post. You know, just the revealing pictures of some of the women that I've seen.
No, just what do you mean cleavage revealing? And
spandex and thongs and stuff like that, you know? And I'm like, are you posting?
Who are your friends? And where did you meet these people?
Can I meet them?
You know myself.
Who am I? Oh, yeah.
Go ahead,
but the
I'm
other
sorry.
Thing I was going to say is about the text messages. It's very impersonal. You know, I have a stepdaughter who's 15 and she's phone crazy. And she'll be in the next room. And instead of getting up off her behind and coming to say something, she'll text me.
Oh. You know, wow.
Oh, it's that bad.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Is that bad?
I can see that. You know? But so. Facebook is different things for different people. I'm Facebook friends with my mom, with my cousins, with my dad. So I'm not any different of a person on Facebook. And I have friends at work, and I've had this conversation with coworkers who are very clear about the fact they will not friend their parents on Facebook or their family. And it's like, why? Like you're a grown ass adult. So if there's anything that you're doing that you're so uncomfortable with your parents in on Facebook, that's strange to me. I could see, you know, if you're a teenager and you're really trying to do your dirt on the low and, you know, you're not comfortable with whatever. But if you're in your 20s, your 30s, you're doing you, then, you know, I mean, my mom says some things on Facebook that are a little more off the hook than things that I say.
Yeah, and I think Facebook actually doesn't allow people to be as bold as a site like Twitter, because Facebook is about reconnection. So you're meeting up with people with that you already know from your past, from family to schools and all that sort of stuff. Twitter, on the other hand, you talk about some pictures, Darius.
And some unfiltered voices.
Right. There is such thing as Titty Tuesday and Thong Thursday, where girls are taking pictures of themselves and sending them out. And it's a big thing.
It cracks like that.
Run account.
Right.
It does crack like that.
I mean, and it can be really, really, really,
it's kind of insane. And what's interesting
is no filter on Twitter.
You know, I just got a Twitter account about 4 months ago, and you know, it was interesting because some of like the younger adults in my life were like, you got to get on Twitter, you got to get on Twitter. And nobody in their 30s would tell me, get on Twitter. It was these 20-year-olds. And I get on there, and I'm kind of blown away. There's a gratuitousness that is just off the chain for me. Like, there are people who I've unfollowed because I'm like, this ignorance, I don't need in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether it's, and I'm talking primarily a lot of celebrities and athletes, because I'm just like, because people don't realize, it's funny because, you know, when you speak to someone in person, because you have to deal with a human being, you have to deal with the flesh and blood of a person, you're more likely to say, you know what, I know what they're, how they were going to receive it, and you can see the reaction. And when you can just put something out there in the ether and know you don't care or even see how people are going to react to it, it's a completely different ballgame.
Yeah.
And it becomes dangerous. And it stays out there. I mean, you have celebrities right now who, between Charlie Sheen, Kanye West, all of these, you know, people who put stuff out there, and you can use it for good or bad, and I'm not judging, I don't care, do what you want to do, but it's interesting how it has changed the dynamic of how we communicate.
That's true. I know when I first joined Twitter, I was like, oh, you can follow these different celebrities, you can actually speak to them, and my friend, Mr. CEO, because he was the one who encouraged me to get on, I'm like, how come they don't speak back? He's like, don't even take it personally. Like, you never know how many people that are following them. They might even see what you tweeted. Like, it's nothing. And some people do. There are some really cool people you find who's real and who's kind of just out there. And I know there are some celebrities who I really respect as far as their art. I think if I were to know them face to face, I don't know how much I would really like them because of some of the things that they say. It's just so offbeat from what I would have imagined. For me, that's what makes Twitter a very, very revealing site, because people, even celebrities, will grow cyber nuts and say all kind of out of the pocket things.
How do you know it's really that?
Well, that's the other question. There are some where you can tell almost that it's not the real person because it's all about marketing. The ones where they're not really doing a whole lot of marketing and the comments seem random, you can almost guess. And sometimes you see celebrities talking to each other, trying to make sure that it's the real person. And so one will vouch for another. I remember that happened in between Layla Hathaway and Anita Baker when Anita Baker first joined. And so, yeah.
I'm just like.
I was like, oh, I'm actually watching this little conversation go down. And so you have stuff like that happening.
See,
on that.
And this is Ace Key speaking. Like, I think, you know, Brother Malcolm mentioned earlier was very on point. Let's just look at the era that we're in, okay? We're at an age where nothing is sacred anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no balance. There's no boundaries. And I was actually on Twitter once upon a time. And for me, I had to get off of it because it was just like, I feel like what you put out in the atmosphere affects everyone. And you have to be very conscious, whether you're an attention whore or whether you're promotions. For me, it's a combination of both. It's business and social, but you have to be conscious. And 90% of the people that are on these social networks aren't necessarily, it's for, let's put it this way, they live vicariously through the internet, and they, you know, they're getting it in, as we say on the street, you know what I mean? Promoting, whatever the case. And for me, I've always wanted to make a combination of both, but it gets dangerous when it hits your personal life.
Yeah, and the idea of filtering is important. Seeing the film Social Network, the line that stood out to me from that film was everything that is on the internet is written in ink.
Absolutely.
So you have to keep that in mind.
You're putting it out in the universe.
Yeah, and it's there. So
it's not, yeah. I saw a stat online like this week, and the number was something crazy. It was like one out of every 4 or 5 divorces last year attributed their divorce to Facebook, which I thought was just insane. But I did, but then I read another article that said Facebook increases your self-esteem. So we feel better about ourselves.
You get a lot of birthday wishes.
And our friends affirm us. They tell us how lovely we look in those pictures. And, you know, and it's like whatever is going on with you, they are directly chiming in. So, you know, I mean, I think the Facebook can be a beautiful thing. It obviously depends on how it is that you choose to use it in your life. I don't tweet at all. And I've been on Twitter. I honestly can say that I don't get it. Because to me, they're just status updates. But like, that's all that it is. Like, whereas Facebook is status updates and pictures, which is what people usually spend time looking at, is your pictures.
For me, it's about promotions. And, okay. And for you know, because you're dealing with, I deal with a lot of people around the world as a DJ that may not be able to see me, or I haven't hit their country, or whatever the case may be. So this is my chance to really extend more of a personal reach to them.
On Facebook or on Twitter?
On others, because I'm still on MySpace, you know what I'm saying? So it's for me, it's strictly,
you did take
it's,
us
it's
back
strictly promotions, you know what I'm saying? Like,
digging in the crates with MySpace.
You know what I'm saying? No, Friendster, you know what I'm saying? Whoever got Friendster.
Black Planet.
It's really about balance at the end of the day, and whatever you get out of it, you can't take it personal, you know what I mean? But when it affects your friendships and personal relationships, and it affects your life, that's when you got to really step away.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I'm very, like, not a social networking person in the sense of Facebook's the first thing I've ever had, ever, and I don't really post, like, anything really that personal, but I appreciate other people revealing themselves in the sense of, like, if I thought someone was cool and then I see them on Facebook and they're not, and I actually take from that, like, wow, they're different than how I thought they were. And I personally wouldn't be attracted to a guy that updated like crazy on Facebook and wrote what he did every second of the day. Like, I find that unattractive. Like, it's kind of like,
that means you're not working.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's too much. Like, I'm just not a very exhibitionist person, so I don't really want people to know personal information about me unless you're like my friend. And even on Facebook, I'm friends with everybody I'm friends with I know. But I still don't need, like, the guy I know from second grade, like, knowing what I'm doing tonight right now. You know, like, I just feel
that
way.
Which doesn't make sense. I don't understand why people from your elementary school think that it's okay to connect with you and you're a grown adult. It drives me. I know that's a tangent. But I'm just like,
out in left field.
I found friends from junior high and from elementary school. And I think that's a beautiful thing that we can actually reconnect as adults. But there's something to be said for just knowing that you're out in the world and doing okay. I think that's a beautiful thing.
Because
it is.
And you see people
grow.
If
you're not doing
you need to get on the mic.
Why not?
Why?
You have like Oh, right. Because how many friends do you have on Facebook, Tash?
Right.
But, you know, it's interesting how many of those friends are your friends and how many, I mean, you know, they're
That's
associates.
True.
They're obviously different relationships.
Right.
So, you know, in terms of the information that you put out there, you are aware of that. I have cousins who I don't think I've seen for, you know, 8-10 years who have friended me. That's cool.
Absolutely.
I'll catch you
next year. And that's why I stay in touch with them that are out of state.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
I was going to say, it's really a good way to keep in touch with family members or people who you have relationships with who are out of state.
But it's important, too, to realize each one of these different social networking sites has a different function. Like,
yes.
Facebook is, you know, more for everyday connection with folks. I mean, Twitter is more for promotion, and Tumblr is some whole other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Each one is different. But also, it's all fully customizable. You got to remember that,
Absolutely.
Too. Like, you can put people on different lists. Like,
yes.
You can make sure certain people see your updates, certain people don't.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, you got to keep all that in mind. I think a lot of what it comes down to is a lot of people don't know how to use the internet.
What do you guys think about Facebook dating and Twitter dating?
That's going to happen. That's going to happen.
I just, you know, with people having sites like Match.com and all that sort of stuff, I think that's inevitable. And especially if you're running into people who you went to school with, that old high school love or that old college love, who there was the flame left.
I find it, I'm really curious to see what's going to happen with all the Facebook privacy issues. And if there's going to be another site that's privatized and that you pay for, then who's really going to be on? Like, who's going to pay for
Nobody's
that service?
Nobody.
I mean, but so then are we just comfortable giving out our addresses and phone numbers to third parties because
but
Facebook
see,
says that's okay?
Most people don't understand that that's what they're doing when they sign up for Facebook.
Well,
and there's not enough people
and maybe
that
most
know
people don't, but
to
I
stop
mean
stop people from doing it.
Well, okay, but so Facebook is going to become like a new Yellow Pages essentially. Like,
but, yeah,
have
but
your
it can also
ready
the Yellow Pages it, to make it even more specific. Settings are for how you deal with other people
yeah.
see what Facebook does with your information. And it's particularly what information you're talking about. Like, if you're talking about buying something, right? If you're talking about buying something, okay, that's your credit card information, and that's one purchase you made, right? When you get on Facebook, you tell them everything you like. You know what I mean? You tell them all of the people that you know. Like, that's a whole different range of information.
Yeah.
And just like Gmail, Hotmail, any service that's free on the internet, they are taking your information and selling it to third parties. Like, that's how that whole business works. There's
which
nothing
is,
for free.
Which is
and
why
I,
the
I
ads.
I know that's off topic, but that's a really compelling question to me because, you know, on some level, we are unawares. And largely, people aren't really even tuning into the fact that it's your information. They have all of it, and they can sell it to whoever they want to sell it to.
This is where it gets interesting as far as marketing. When you press like, you're already had.
Right.
I've
so
been
you
guilty
like
of
Maxwell,
it.
Well, or you like whatever.
I'm like Curtis Artists Mayfield, James and, Brown, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
These are my likes right here.
As soon as you press, once people realize that they're part of a pond, when I started seeing people's personal telephone number online and they didn't know it was up there, I was like, wow, this is breach of contract. You know what I mean? Like, we got to like have some checks and balances here. So I think as users, we have to be responsible in the sense of looking at what not only what we're putting out there, but what we're signing up for and looking at the ramifications.
Our laws have not caught up to the technology.
It is not even the laws, though. It's what we pay attention to, because whenever we sign up for anything, there's an end-user license agreement that we just pressed I accept, and we don't read it, and it's all in there. It's all in there.
But if you don't agree with it, are you going to then purchase? Or I mean, because
if you don't agree with it, you shouldn't. But it's your responsibility to know.
No, absolutely. I've read many an end user agreement, and I'm just like, well, I don't agree with a lot of that stuff. But I'm
but
like,
I'm going to sign up anyway.
I mean, because I want the product. You know,
I want to bring, because of what we were talking about, I want to bring listeners' attention and everybody at the table's attention to an article that we posted on Black Is called "The Unholy Alliance: The Rise of an Internet Cartel" that discusses Google and Facebook's looking to acquire Twitter. And this all happened during the whole situation with Mubarak stepping down. So nobody was paying attention to this information because we're all watching Egypt. But they were looking to buy it, and it's valued at $8 to $10 billion. So just thinking that these three businesses could be aligned is something else. That's everybody's information or most people's information in one under one big umbrella.
Well,
so
Google is already like a frightening entity. I mean, Google.
Yeah,
and,
but
you
now
and
make
they're only gonna acquire more information.
Yeah, so them merging with Facebook and then both of them merging with Twitter makes it just that much larger.
And what's, frightening about it is, it's interesting because I was having this conversation with my boss on Friday because she said, do you find yourself doing business on Facebook? And I was like, actually, I do, because sometimes it's so much faster because people just seem to be
on it,
completely connected to Facebook to send a quick message and get an answer back faster than text sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's very weird, but it's interesting that we had that conversation. I'm wondering if it's even, if it's moving there, because I believe that, I mean, there was a time where I think that something like Facebook would sort of be seen as a distraction at work and would be sort of unacceptable to be on at work. But I think that more and more businesses are finding it acceptable. And obviously there's a difference between playing Uno and building a damn farm on Facebook. It's an acceptable distraction because everybody is on it. And what's interesting is if you're not connected, it's not frowned upon, but you seem to be like, you know, out of touch. How am I going to get in contact with you then?
I thank you all for joining us. Please be sure to check back in to the next Black Is 15-minute break. Peace. I know this is going to require part 5.